At Southern Company, we know the right solutions start with the right questions. Like, how do we deliver clean, reliable, affordable energy for today and tomorrow? Southern Company, building the future of energy.
You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's speech in Ram Leela Maidan kick-started BJP's campaign in Delhi. And people were watching the speech for some comment on the violence that took place during the anti-CAA protest just 500 meters from Ram Leela Maidan. But most of the statements made by Prime Minister Modi were misleading. Hi, this is Manvi, and I will be fact-checking Prime Minister Modi's speech at Ram Leela Maidan in the podcast today. Here's what Prime Minister Modi said about detention centers in his speech.
कोई देश के मुसलमानों को न डिटेंशन सेंटर में भेजा जा रहा है न हिंदुस्तान में कोई डिटेंशन सेंटर है.
Which translates to no. Indian Muslims are not being sent to detention centers and neither are there any detention centers in this country. But detention centers do exist in India. In a September 2019 report, the Quince Tridib Mandal and Anjana Datta reported on how the government is in the process of constructing India's largest detention center in Matia in Golpara district in Assam, 22 kilometers from Guwahati. In Assam, detention camps are also run out of the district jails in Dibrugarh, Silchar, Tezpur, Jorhat, Kokrajhar and Golpara. In fact, the Quint has also reported on the lives of the people inside these detention camps. And we're not the only ones countering Prime Minister Modi's claim here. The government itself has admitted that there are detention centres in India. In November 2019, replying to a written question in the Rajya Sabha, Union Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai said, as informed by the government of Assam, as on 22nd November 2019, 988 foreigners were lodged in 6 detention centres in Assam. A similar answer was given by Union Minister of State G. Kishan Reddy in Lok Sabha on 2nd July 2019. He had said that 6 detention centres have been designated in Assam to hold declared foreigners and 335 people have been kept in these centres for more than 3 years. But are these detention centres only in Assam? Not really. In September 2019, the Maharashtra Home Ministry had written to the Navi Mumbai Planning Authority asking for a 3-acre plot in Nerul to build the state's first detention centre. In West Bengal in November 2019, Correctional Services Minister Ujjal Biswas said that the state government has already finalised a piece of land in New Town area to set up 2 detention centres to house foreign nationals arrested on various criminal charges. In Karnataka, Union Minister of State for Home Affairs, Nityanand Rai, in a written response to a query by Bengaluru Central MP PC Mohan, said that the Karnataka government has informed the centre that they are in the process of establishing a detention centre soon. On the National Register of Citizens, here's what Prime Minister Modi said in his speech.
Meri sarkar aane ke baad, 2014 se aaj tak, main sir, 130 करोड़ देशवासियों को कहना चाहता हूं कहीं पर भी एनआरसी शब्द पर कोई चर्चा नहीं हुई है कोई बात नहीं हुई.
But this has been countered by the Prime Minister's own Home Minister Amit Shah in various statements. As recently as December 2019, Home Minister Amit Shah had said in a rally in Jharkhand that NRC will be implemented across the country and all infiltrators identified and expelled before 2024 polls. BJP's official handle on Twitter has also said this in a now deleted tweet. The tweet from November 2019 quotes Home Minister Amit Shah as saying, "We will institution of NRC in the entire country." But the tweet was deleted on 19th December 2019, just as the CAA-NRC protests picked up in the country. Another counter to Prime Minister Modi's statement is BJP's own manifesto from the 2019 elections. The manifesto says, "We will expeditiously complete the National Register of Citizens process in these areas on priority. In future, we will implement the NRC in a phased manner in other parts of the country. Prime Minister Modi also quoted former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh's remarks, reportedly in support of giving citizenship to persecuted minorities from Bangladesh. This is what he said.
भाइयों और बहनों, हमारे देश के पूर्व प्रधानमंत्री डॉक्टर मनमोहन सिंह जी 10 साल इस देश पर उन्होंने प्रधानमंत्री पद के रूप में राज किया। उन्होंने संसद में कहा था, खड़े होकर कहा था, उसकी वीडियो क्लिपिंग अवेलेबल है। उन्होंने कहा था कि हमें बांग्लादेश से आए उन लोगों को नागरिकता देनी चाहिए जिनका अपनी आस्था की वजह से वहां पर उत्पीड़न हो रहा हो, जो वहां से भाग करके भारत आ रहे हैं। बताइए भाई, ये मनमोहन सिंह जी ने कहा, अगर वो मोदी करता है तो मोदी गुनहगार बन जाता है क्या?
However, while discussing the Citizenship Amendment Bill 2003, former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh spoke about giving any persecuted minority from other countries a chance to claim citizenship in India. The bill didn't specify one specific religion, nor any particular countries, which is what Prime Minister Modi's Citizenship Amendment Bill 2019 does. So this statement is false. These three statements are just some of the things said by Prime Minister Modi in his speech that we have fact-checked. Is this speech an indication of a turn away from BJP's stance on NRC and CAA? Or is this merely an attempt at damage control?
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quince website and check out our other podcasts.